Thoughts on Luke. Luke chapter 1, verses 29 to 33. Another staggering announcement. Actually, it's the staggering announcement, and I'll leave that as the title. It is another one. The first one about John the Baptist was staggering, but here we reach another level altogether. The staggering announcement. Mary has received a visit from Gabriel, the angel, sent by God. And of course, if you read the verses 29 to 33 of chapter 1 of Luke, you'll find she's shocked, she's afraid, she's troubled. She's a young girl, here it is, and this angel comes, this man comes and starts talking like this. Now, he assured her immediately there was no need to fear, and quite the reverse, because she was, and going to be, highly favoured of God. Now, here's the staggering announcement. This unmarried young woman is told she will bear a son. And not only a son, here is the staggering announcement. The son she will bear is Jesus. Jesus the Saviour. The Messiah, the Son of God, the King of Israel. Can you imagine how these words must have sounded to her? What a massive assurance, a promise, an announcement here. You're going to have a baby. He's a son. His name will be Jesus. He will be the Saviour. He will be the Messiah. He will be the Son of God. He is the Son of God. He is the King of Israel. He will be the King of Israel. What a massive statement to this woman. Now, I know those who believe in the 1,000 years reign talk about that Christ is not king at the moment. But you see, here he is, even from his conception, and even before he is announced, here he is. He's announced as the King of Israel. Okay, I know in some senses we do not see him reigning as king now. And one day he will come and set up his eternal kingdom. I don't think it's anything to do with 1,000 years. I think it's the eternal kingdom that he will set up. But even now, the Lord Jesus Christ truly is the Saviour, King, Messiah. Therefore, I think we can say, I'm convinced, I'm quite happy to sing John Ryland's hymn, "Let us sing the King Messiah, King of righteousness and peace. Hail him, all his happy subjects, never let his praises cease. Ever hail him, never let his praises cease." Yes, we do sing the King Messiah, the Lord Jesus, though he was a baby, though he was born in such lowly circumstances, though he suffered under the Jews and taken by the Romans and crucified. Nevertheless, in the Lord Jesus Christ, we see the Son of God, Emmanuel, God with us, the King Messiah, the King of Israel. The early disciples, when they went preaching, they were preaching the resurrection and another king other than Caesar. Which king was that? King Jesus, of course. King Jesus. The Lord is King. Let us lift up our voices and our hearts. Oh, brother and sister, Christ is King. One day he will be displayed as King, but even now he is the King of Israel, the King of his people. And, of course, he is the Redeemer, the Saviour King, the Saviour Messiah. How many titles are heaped upon him? What an announcement this was, and what an accomplishment he has worked for his people. Blessed be his name.